Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We're going to be taking you through different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Today, we're going to be talking about honoring. You know, when you go anywhere and you find Ojibwe people, even Indian people in general, honoring is a big part of what we do. It's a thing where, you know, it's just like everything under the sun and everything on the earth. One, the sun is always giving, and we always talk about the father, you know, or the grandfather, and the grandma moon and the mother earth, you know, father, son, and mother earth. One's giving and one's sustaining life. And so it goes with everything, because everything is intertwined with everything else, no matter what. It's not a worshiping thing. No, it's not. It is an honoring thing, you know. Honoring the earth, the moon, the stars, the sun, everything in the forest, you know. Everything that swims, everything that crawls, everything that flies. Two-leggeds, four-leggeds, winged, and so on. And honoring is a big thing for us because, you know, there's a first time for everything for us when we get here. And there's also, on the way on out, these are the last things that are happening. And so it's an honoring thing, you know, and everything under the sun and on the earth. Clouds, sky, and that's why, you know, you always heard that Indians would get up and start praying with the sun, and at the end of the day when the sun would go down, you know, giving thanks, you know, and we'll see you again when you rise again on the other side, on the east side again in the morning. And here we are, you know, we're beings of very, very similar ways, are similar in physical form, you know, and those are the kind of things that, you know, I paid attention to as I was going through life, you know. And as with everything, you know, we all make mistakes, and, you know, we all have, you know, our shortcomings and everything else. Nobody's no different than anybody else. It's just that when the smoke clears, you know, you gotta be standing tall, you know, and go with the day for that day. We're not, you know, the past is just what it is. It's the past. There's nothing you do about it. But the future, you know, you can. And so honoring everything else that you've accomplished, you know, or that they've accomplished is a big, big thing. College was a thing where me, myself personally, I just wanted to sing for everybody else, even though I graduated, you know. I still wanted to sing for everybody else, and that happened. And I would rather do that. I'd rather honor my brothers and sisters, you know, that went through, or even high school, you know. I sang then too. I won't give it up till the day I go and make the journey home. So in the meantime, you know, we're here. We gotta take care of each other. Honoring is a good way to do that. It takes the spirit of everything under the sun and on top of the earth mother, and gives you that extra spirit, you know, that extra strength to keep on going and to achieve the other things that you want to achieve in life. And to know that we're here to help you. Everything I learned about the drum, you know, it's all about helping. It's helping everything. The drum is a way of life. And I'm still learning. I am still learning. I don't think I'll ever stop learning, you know, the way of the drum. It's not just the power of life. And how to help people and how to honor them. And other things too, you know. Such as veterans and our flags and our warriors and our warriorettes. Yes, there's lots of them. You know, women show us the way all the time. There's no getting around and getting by without each other. So, it's not a one-sided thing. It's a two-sided thing. And when the other side is lacking, you know, encourage them and help them. Honor them by encouraging them. Honor them by helping them. If they're weak, weak-minded, you know, weak in spirit, then help them. You know, that we owe it to each other to help each other. And, you know, it's just like, you know, if the sun stopped giving, we wouldn't be here. If the earth, she stopped sustaining us, we wouldn't be here. They always help each other, all the time, every day, no matter what. And so, you know, we can only look at that and honor each other, you know. Recently see that women are honoring the water and they're walking with it this time of the year. It's in late June. And they do that water walk, honoring the earth, honoring the blood of all bloods, you know, the earth, water, hoping for clean water, hoping for the water that sustains us all. You know, no one should really, in my opinion, should have to pay for it. If you want water, then drink. It's that simple. It's always been that simple. The Mother Earth would not let any of us go hungry or thirsty. She's there and she's providing it all for all of us. So, again, honor her. Miigwech.